first year is complete, I guess. Give us a summation of how it went.
Well, we were really, really pleased that we could, on very short notice, retask all of our hatcheries to produce these larger fingerlings and get, you know, over 400,000 fish. We had gone into the year planning to do about 100,000, and actually over the last few years we've traditionally done less than that, more like 60 or 70,000. So, you know, being able to do that on short notice is a real credit to our hatchery staff and operations staff and others that participated in this. But we were really pleased that we were able to get a lot of really healthy, large, fat walleye fingerlings out there to bolster the future fisheries.
The public also provided some input. Was that helpful in determining where to put these fingerlings?
In this year, we basically followed the stocking recommendations that we already had from managers. We've had a large pent-up demand over the years for these large fingerlings because we just have not been able to produce them. So we had a number of lakes kind of already on our stocking list. What we're trying to do is, because we hope through increased use of contracting and expansions at DNR facilities and potential tribal facilities over the next few years to expand even beyond this. So the key for us will be to determine where we're going to put fish in the future. So we've been having a number of public meetings and talking to folks. We have a survey online. We're trying to get input about the kinds of factors that we should include when we make future decisions for stocking starting in 2014.